In the name of Jesus, I speak.
啊，奉主耶稣圣名说话。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity to be here to meet up with our brothers and sisters.
啊，首先要感谢神让我有这个机会啊，能够在这里跟弟兄姐妹相见。
And I pray that the Spirit and the love of our Lord Jesus be with each and every one of us here tonight.
啊，愿从神来的啊这恩惠跟平安啊跟众弟兄姐妹啊大家同在。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the topic on in the heights of Zion.
啊，今天晚上我用在锡安啊在锡安的高处来做题目。
As we know that Zion represents the Church of God.
啊，我们知道这个锡安就是代表神的教会。
In fact, this can be proved from the Old Testament scriptures.
那么这一段啊，这个锡安代表神的教会啊，可以从旧约圣经来查考来证实。
We must not think that Mount Zion is only a mountain.
我们不要想说锡安山啊，只不过是一个山。
It is a place where God dwells.
啊，但是锡安山呢，是神他的居所。
According to the Bible, Zion is a group of people whom he has redeemed.
啊，根据圣经呢，这个锡安啊，事实上呢，就是啊，一群神啊，他所救赎的人。
We turn to the Book of Psalms, chapter 74.
我们看诗篇的第七十四篇。
The Book of Psalms, chapter 74.
啊，诗篇的第七十四篇。
We read verse 2.
啊，我们从第二节读起。
Psalm 74, verse 2.
诗篇第七十四篇的第二节。
Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion, where you have dwelt.
说求你纪念你古时所得来的会众，就是你所救赎做你产业支派的，并纪念你向来所居住的锡安山。
The writer here was given this prophetic message concerning the church.
这个诗篇的作者他是做一个有预言式的这个诗篇来代表这个将来的教会。
He states that Zion is a group of people who have been redeemed by God, and is a community where God dwells.
那么他就提到说，锡安山就是你所救赎的做你产业的支派。他们来纪念你向来所居住的锡安山。
Also turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
我们打开以赛亚书的第五十一章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书的五十一章。
We read verse 16.
从十六节读起。
Isaiah 51 verse 16.
以赛亚书五十一章的第十六节。
And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand.That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundation of the earth, and said to Zion, You are my people.
说我将我的话传给你，用我的手影遮蔽你，为要栽定诸天，立取地基，又对锡安说，你是我的百姓。
Here it says Zion forms the chosen people of God.
所以这个锡安呢，就是这个神他所拣选的子民。
So from this verse itself, we can also see that Zion is the focus of God's works in the future.
所以事实上，这锡安就是代表神在将来他的工作。
In fact, the entire universe, the existence is for the chosen people of God.
事实上呢，这个宇宙的存在就是基于这个神他所拣选的属他的百姓。
So after God has planted the entire universe.
所以当神他造了整个宇宙万物之后
And he said to Zion, you are my people.
他对锡安说你是我的百姓。
So we can see how blessed we are.
所以我们可以知道我们是多么的得福。
Because we have been chosen by our Lord Jesus Christ to form this community of God.
因为我们由主耶稣基督来拣选来形成这个属神百姓的这个集体。
If Zion refers to a group of people who have been redeemed by the Lord,
所以这个锡安就代表就是一群人为主耶稣他的宝血所救赎的。
Obviously it refers to the church in the New Testament time.
那么这就是指着在新约时代的教会。
We believe that God is present in our church.
我们相信神在我们的教会当中存在。
Because we have received the promised Holy Spirit.
因为我们得到这应许的圣灵。
We believe that God is with us today.
我们相信今天神与我们同在。
Because of the miracles, signs and wonders that he has performed amongst us.
因为神在我们当中所行的这个神迹奇事正是他的存在。
That's why we fully believe that the church that we are in today is the church of God.
那么我全然的相信今天我们所在的教会是完全属神的教会。
We turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们看这个耶利米书。
The book of Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书的第31章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书第31章。
We read verse 12.
我们从第12节读起。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 12.
耶利米书31章的第12节。
Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their soul shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all.
说他们来到锡安的高处歌唱，又流归神施恩之地，就是有五谷、新酒、羊羔和牛犊之地。他们的心必像浇灌的颜值，他们也不再有一点的愁烦。
We read verse 14.
我们去读14节。
I will share the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord.
我必回游使祭司的心满足，我的百姓也因我的恩惠之足，这是神说的。
The promise of the Lord is such that those who stream to Mount Zion, the church of God, shall be satisfied.
所以呢，我们来归向这个神的圣山，我们会得到满足。
But before we can satisfied, we must reach the height of Zion.
但是我们还没有得到满足之前，我们要立志达到这个锡安的山顶上。
There's a question we need to ask ourselves.
所以有一个问题我们要问自己。
In what ways do you think Zion is higher than other mountains?
就是说在从什么的角度看起来说锡安山比众山还高。
Because according to Isaiah and Micah, the mountain of God shall appear higher than other mountains and hills.
因为在弥迦书所说的，就是说神的圣山锡安山要比这个万灵还更高。
So when the people see that the mountain of God appears, then they shall flow to the mountain of God.
所以当百姓看见这个神的圣山出现的时候，他们要群体的流归神的圣山。
Now the question is, in what way do you think Zion is higher?
那么大家想一想。到底在什么地方表现出锡安山比别的圣山还高？
Tonight we are going to look at this topic from a few angles.
所以我们今天呢用这个锡安的这个高山高处，我们从不同的角度来看这个问题。
If we read Micah and Isaiah together.
若是我们读以赛亚书跟弥迦书在一起。
We are told that the law of God shall come forth from Jerusalem.
我们知道这个神他要从耶路撒冷出来。
Meaning that the word of God shall proceed out from Zion.
这神的工作要从锡安这个地方出来。
Because of that, people are drawn to the mountain of God.
那么因为这样子这个众百姓他们被吸引来流归这个神的圣山。
So when we talk about the height of Zion,
所以我们提到这锡安的高处。
It means that Zion has the perfect truth of God.
这是说这个锡安呢的地方它有独到之处成为神的居所。
The truth.
就是有神的这个圣灵。
真理。
神的真理真理。
And the truth, the Bible says the truth saves.
那么这个真理呢就可以救我们。
And the Bible also says that this truth sanctifies us.
那么这个真理也能够使我们成圣。
It also set us free from the bondage of sin.
也使我们这个脱离这个罪的辖制。
Here we can see the power of the truth.
我们可以看见这个真理的力量多大。
Without the truth, no one can be set free.
因为没有真理没有一个人能够得到自由。
Today we thank God because the truth, the church has been given the complete truth of God.
感谢主在今天这个我们教会神已经给予我们这个真理。
So in this regard, we find that our church is higher.
所以因为这样子我们的教会比众山林还高。
It's not that because we are very special.
不是说我们
or we are smarter than others.
特别或者是比别人有聪明才智。
It's solely because this is the grace of God for us.
完全是出于神的恩典。
If you think about the truth that we have today,
都是我们想想今天我所拥有的真理。
Let's talk about the Holy Spirit.
我们来提到这个圣灵的问题。
How do we receive the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么得到圣灵的？
You receive the Holy Spirit because you have heard the truth.
啊，你得到圣灵，因为你听到真理。
The truth that preached forth from the true Jesus Church.
啊，就是就我们真耶稣教所传出的真理。
That's why you receive the Holy Spirit.
那么因为这样子，我们得到圣灵。
By the hearing of faith, you receive the Spirit of God.
那么用这个信心啊，我们来啊听到这个神啊他的话。
It goes to show that the truth that we have is based on the Bible.
啊，所以表示说我们的真理啊是根据圣经的。
啊。Think about your conversion.
啊，我们想想我们怎样子来归向神的。
Why do you accept the church?
为什么你会啊接受这个教会
？Why do you want to come to the church?
为什么你要来的教会
？Because you were touched by the word of God.
啊，因为你被神的话所这个感动了。
So when you think back about your own conversion,
啊，所以你想想你自己的这个转变。
You can see how much grace God has given to us.
我们就会想想啊，想象得到这个多大的恩典啊，神给予我们。
That is the truth.
那么这就是这个真理。
But this is not my main emphasis today.
这不是我特别要强调的地方。
Today I want to talk about satisfaction within the mountain of God.
我要讲说在神的这个圣山我们得到了满足。
We know that if we want to keep our faith,
我们知道若是要保持这个信心的话
then we must be satisfied by God himself and his word.
那么一定要因为神跟他的话而得到满足。
Why do people or members leave the church?
为什么有些信徒会离开教会
because they are not satisfied.
因为他们得不到满足。
Each time when they come to the church,
每次他们来到教会
after they return home,
他们回去了
they are not satisfied.
他们不觉得满足。
Times goes on in this way.
那么都是这样，时间这样持续下去的话
，We feel that it become a burden to come to the church to worship God.
他们觉得到教会来敬拜神是一个负担。
So we must be satisfied.
所以我们首先要得到满足。
We turn back to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们再回到耶利米书的第31章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书的31章。
We read verse 12 again.
我们从十二节读起。
Therefore they shall come and sing in the heights of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord.
So 他们要来到锡安的高处歌唱，又流归神施恩之地。
Here it says they must come and sing in the heights of Zion.
他们要来啊，而且要歌唱来到这个山。
And then the height of Zion.
这个锡安的高处。
If you look at the mountain,
我们都是看座山。
At least there are two parts.
它有两个部分。
The top part.
这个山顶
and the foot of the hill,
还有山脚
we may have come to the mountain,
我们可能到这个山
but we have never reached the height,
但是没有到这个山顶
the Bible says,
圣经这样说
if you reach the height of the mountain,
你若是达到这个山顶上
then we shall experience the goodness of the Lord,
你可以感受到这个神的好处
not just a partial goodness, but the streaming of goodness,
不是说这部分的这个好处，而是全部的这好处。
I believe that the word of God cannot be broken.
我相信神话不会被这个打破的。
The promises of the Lord are always true.
因为神所应许的是全然真实的。
Today, if we have come to the true church of God,
今天我们到这个神的真教会
，then we need to ask ourselves why are we not satisfied?
那我们要问自己，为什么我还得不到满足
？Obviously, there are reasons.
那么一定是有问题的。
I think the reasons varies from one to another.
当然每一个人问题都。不一样。
So tonight I'm going to look at a few verses to share with you.
所以今天我们要根据圣经几个章节来查考。
We first turn to the book of Psalm 65.
我们看这个诗篇的第六十五篇。
The book of Psalm 65, you read verse 4.
从第四节读起。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your court.We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
所以你所拣选使他亲近你，住在你院中的，这人变为有福。我们必因你居所，你圣殿的美福知足了。
Here he talks about the blessing of choosing.
这边提到是说他这个被神所拣选的他们的福气。
So we must understand that we have been chosen by God.
所以我们要知道我们是被神所拣选的。
The choosing in itself is a blessing.
被神拣选本身就是一个福气。
Of all the people in the world, we have been chosen by God.
因为世界上所有人当中我们被神拣选了。
We can imagine how blessed we are.
我们可以想想我们是何等的有福。
God has not chosen any other people.
神没有再拣选别的人。
But God has chosen us.
但是神拣选了我们。
This is a very important matter.
那么这是一个很重要的一个事实。
If we think about it in our prayer,
在我们祷告的时候都是想到这件事。
If we pray about it on a regular basis,
那么因为这样子你多的祷告。
Then we find that the Spirit will begin to deepen our understanding of God's choosing.
然后神的灵会更加的感动我们，让我们真正了解神的这个拣选。
Then our heart will be touched by God.
那我们的心就会被神所感动。
Then we'll see how blessed we are to be chosen by the Lord.
我们就会了解我们被神所拣选啊是何等的宝贵。
If we can understand that,
啊，若是我们能够了解这一点
，we are fully satisfied.
我们就可以全然的满足。
Many a time we have not thought about it.
很多时候我们没有想到这个事。
We do not have the time to even think about it.
啊，或者说我们没有根本没有时间想到这个事。
We read verse 4 again.
我们再读第四节。
And here it says he causes us to approach him.
啊，在这里说他使我们能够亲近他。
So that we can dwell in his court.
那么我们可以住在神的院中。
So.You see that it is the work of God that He had led us here.
啊，所以因为啊，这个神他的话带我们到这里来
，and allow us to stay in His community.
而且让我们能够在这个社团里面存在。
That is the blessing of God.
那么这本身就是神的祝福。
We must not forget about this.
我们不应该忘记这件事。
Even though this is a very basic thing in our Christian life.
啊，虽然说在我们基督徒生活当中这是很基本的事。
But it must always be kept in our mind.
但是我们要常常记在心里头。
And be thankful about it.
那么因为这样子向神感谢。
Then we find that our heart will be inspired.
那么这样子我们会感觉到我们的心啊就会被得到感动。
We have been saved by God.
因为我们被神所救了。
Redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的宝血所救赎了。
We find that these people are satisfied.
啊，所以这样子我们就可以得到满足。
In the goodness, in the house of God, we shall be satisfied with His goodness.
因为在神的这个殿中啊，我们要为他的各种的福气得到满足。
We also turn to Psalms 26.
啊，我们也看这个诗篇的第36篇。
26
篇。
Psalms chapter 26.
诗篇二十六篇。
Read verse 3.
啊，第三节读起。
Psalm chapter 26, verse 3.
诗篇二十六篇第三节。
For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth.
啊，说因为你的慈爱常在我眼前，我也按你的真理而行。
If you look at the mountain of God, the church of God today.
啊，若是我们看见这个神的圣山，就是今天的神的教会。
Look at the mighty work of God in the church.
啊，看见神在他的教会当中的作为。
We can only come to a conclusion that this church is filled by the loving kindness of God.
啊，我们只能够结论说啊，这个教会啊，就是给神的慈悲啊，这个慈悲怜悯啊的慈爱所这个包围着。
Whatever God has done shows that He has love towards us, complete love towards us.
啊，不管是神做的是什么，他为我们啊显出他全然的爱。
And here David says.
那么这样子，我们在这里得救。
Here David says.
啊，这那么这个这样说。
大卫说。啊 ，David。
哦，这大卫这样说。
David says.
啊，大卫的诗说，大卫这样说。
哎 ，verse 3
啊，第三节。
For your loving kindness is before my eyes.
啊，说你的慈爱藏在我眼前。
We find that David actually could perceive and see the loving kindness of God.
啊，是大卫呢，他亲眼看见神的慈爱。
David, you know, David's life was never easy.
啊，我们知道大卫的一生的生涯并不是容易。
Most of the time he led a life of a fugitive.
啊，他很多的时候啊，他是为了保全生命在逃亡。
He had to wander from one place to another.
啊，他从一个地方飘荡到另外一个地方去。
And here it says he saw the loving kindness of God.
但是在这里他说他眼见神的慈爱。
Today I want to ask you a question.
啊，今天我要问你一个问题。
Can you see the loving kindness of God?
所以你是不是能够亲眼看见神的慈爱？
It's a very important question.
啊，这是很重要的一个问题。
But David said he saw the loving kindness.
啊，因为大卫他说我亲眼看见神的慈爱。
Why was he able to see?
为什么他看得见？
Here because it says he walked in his truth, the truth of God.
啊，因为他说是按着他的真理而行。
So today if we want to see the goodness of God.
啊，所以若是今天我们要眼见神的慈爱。
We must demand ourselves to walk in the truth.
我们要求自己要走在这真理
的道。Whatever is taught to us.
啊，不管我们所教导是什么
，whatever received from the Lord，
啊，我们从神所得到的是什么？
We must abide by the truth。
我们要照着真理而行。
When we follow the truth，
当我们跟着这真理而行的时候
，we see the light of God。
我们看见神的光。
And obviously in the process we see the loving kindness。
那么在这过程当中呢，我们可以看见神的慈爱。
I'm going to give you an example。
啊，我要给大家一个例子。
We turn to the book of First Thessalonians。
啊，我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦的前书。
First Thessalonians。
啊，帖撒罗尼迦的前书。
We read chapter 1。
啊，这从第一节读起。
Chapter 1。
第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Here it talks about the persecution that came upon the church at Thessalonica.
这边提到说这个帖撒罗尼迦教会所遭到的逼迫。
We know that this church was a very young church when Paul left them.
当保罗离开这个地方的时候呢，这是一个很刚刚成长的一个新的一个教会。
According to Acts of the Apostle, Paul only spent about 3 weeks there.To preach the gospel.
根据使徒行传，保罗只有在这个地方待了三个礼拜。
And he established the church.
但是他建立了教会。
Because of persecution,
那么
he has to leave the place.
因为逼迫，保罗要离开。
And we find that the persecution also came upon the church, the young church.
所以呢，可见就是逼迫也临到这个刚刚成长的教会。
So from this episode, we find that the church did not leave the truth of God.
但是呢在被逼迫的教会没有离开神的真道。
They did not leave God.
他们没有离开神。
As a result, the Bible says, the joy of the Spirit was with them.
所以因为这样子呢这个从圣灵来的喜乐就跟教会同在。
We can imagine if a church is being persecuted.
我们可以想象得到若是一个教会被逼迫。
It is not easy to see the loving kindness of God.
那么很难见得到这个神他的这个慈爱。
But because the church here kept the truth,
但是因为教会保守住这真理。
In the process, they care for one another.
那么在这过程当中，他们彼此互相的这个爱这个爱顾护对方。
And they created the love of God.
那么他们 created love of God.
The love of God was manifested through them.
所以神的爱就在他们当中彰显出来。
So the community saw the love of God.
所以呢，整个这个教会呢，就看到这个神的慈爱。
We turn to chapter 3 of First Thessalonians.
我们再看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书
chapter 3,
第三章。
Maybe I should speak slower.
It's okay.
Sorry.
You got some British accent anyway.
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you.
他说又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心多能增长。
We turn to chapter 4.
我们再看第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
第四章第九节。
But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourself are taught by God to love one another.
说论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Here we are told that God taught them His love.
这里可以看见说神教导他们他的爱。
So in being persecuted.
说虽然是被逼迫。
When they kept the truth.
他们可以保守住真理。
They were taught how to love one another.
所以他们被教导怎样子彼此相爱。
So they saw the love of God.
所以他们看见神的慈爱。
Today, if we keep the truth,
今天都是我们保守住真理。
Even in times of severe persecution,
虽然说在这个极端的逼迫之下。
Or even in times of tribulation,
或者是在患难之下。
As long as we trust in God,
只要我们能够相信神，
we shall surely see His loving kindness.
我们可以看见神他的慈悲怜悯。
So the loving kindness of God can only be seen through faith.
所以呢，这个神的这个慈爱，只有借着我们的信心才能看得到。
So David says he saw the loving kindness of God.
所以在这里说他看见神的慈爱。
That's why he continued to believe in the Lord.
所以他继续的相信神。
We know that this is not something very easy to do, especially being a fugitive.
我们知道做一个这个逃难的人要做到这一点是不容易的。
We are going to look at another passage.
我们再看另一段圣经章节。
We turn to the book of Psalms again.
我们再回到这诗篇。
Psalms chapter 63.
诗篇的六十三篇。
Psalms chapter 63.
诗篇六十三篇。
We read verse 2, verse 3, and verse 5.
我们读第三节跟第五节。
Verse 2, verse 3, verse 5.
第二节、第三节、第五节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power, your glory. Verse 3.
第三节。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Verse 5.
第五节。
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
好， 在第二节说，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。第三节，以你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。第五节，我在船上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了的骨髓回游，我要以欢乐的嘴唇来赞美你。
Here it tells us that this psalm was written when David was in the wilderness of Judah.
啊，这个啊，当大卫啊，他在犹大地的这旷野的时候，他写的这篇诗。
So he said to himself that he would like to look for God in the sanctuary.
啊，所以他说他渴慕啊，在神的殿中来见神。
The sanctuary is the place where God's presence is.
啊，这个啊，神的殿啊，就是神他同在的地方。
So we find that he was in search of God at that period of time.
啊，所以那个时候呢，他就是对神是
in search of God. He was searching for God.
哦，所以他就是在寻找神。
Why? Why did he do that?
啊，为什么他寻找神？
Because he knew that God's loving kindness is better than life.
啊，因为他知道神的慈爱比生命还更好。
That's why he continued to search for God.
啊，所以他继续的在寻找神。
Because he knew that his goodness shall satisfy his soul.
啊，他也知道说神啊的这个啊的慈爱呢，能够使他的心得到满足。
So here we find that if a person has experienced the loving kindness of God before,
啊，所以一个人都是曾经经历过啊神慈爱。
When he is in trouble.
啊，虽然说他在这个困难当中，
he will continue to search for God.
他还会继续的来寻找神。
Because he knows how good God's loving kindness is.
啊，因为他知道这神的慈爱是何等的美好。
If we have not experienced God's loving kindness before.
啊，但是若是我们没有经历过神的慈爱。
Or if we have not seen the loving kindness of God.
或者是没有见过这个神的慈爱。
Then we will stop pursuing God.
那我们就会停止啊，而不寻找神了。
I give you a very simple example.
啊，给大家一个问题，一个例子。
If you have a young child,
啊，你若是有一个小孩，
if your child can appreciate everything that you do,
啊，若是你的孩子呢，能够啊，因为你给他所做的而感谢的话，
surely I believe that this child knows your love.
所以我可以啊，就很切实的说，你这个孩子懂得你的爱。
Obviously, this child will listen to you.
啊，所以这个孩子呢，一直会听你的话。
He will follow what you said.
啊，你告诉他什么，他会照着做。
Why? Because he has experienced your love.
啊，因为他曾经体验过你的爱。
I think all of us here are matured.
啊，我们在这里都有孩子。
We have experienced the love of our parents before.
啊，我们也经历过我们父母亲对我们的爱。
We are very thankful to our parents.
啊，所以我们对我们父母亲啊非常的感恩。
Because we know what they have done for us.
啊，因为我们知道他曾经为我们所做的事。
Likewise, when we talk about our relationship with the Father.
那么今天我们来提到我们跟这个父的关系。
Our relationship is built upon the love of God for us.
啊，我们跟他的关系是啊，根基于他对我们的爱在这个根基上。
Today, if we cannot feel the love of God,
啊，若是今天我们没有办法感受到神的爱的话，
then how can we pursue to know more about Him?
那我们怎么会追求要想更知道他呢？
Probably we have already lost interest in pursuing to know Him.
啊，或许我们已经没有这个兴趣啊，要再去寻找来认识他了。
We turn to First Peter.
我们再看啊，彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得前书第一章。
We read verse 8.
我们从第八节读起。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，彼得前书第一章第八节。
Whom having not seen you love, though you now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
啊，说你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
These people have not seen the face of the physical Jesus.
啊，就是说这些啊，这个信徒他们没有啊亲眼的见过这个神的荣耀的脸孔。
The physical Jesus.
啊，就是没有见过这个肉身的啊耶稣。
Peter has seen Jesus.
啊，那么彼得
physically
耶稣。
But these people have not.
啊，但是这些人没有见过。
So when Peter wrote to them.
啊，所以彼得写信告诉他们。
Here Peter testified that these people continue to love God.
啊，这个啊，彼得他写信啊，来啊，见证说这些啊信徒他们继续的爱主。
Why? Because of their faith.
啊，为什么？因为他们的信心。
They must have experienced the goodness of God before.
啊，他们一定经历过这个神的慈爱。
That's why they continue to believe.
所以他们能够继续的相信下去。
So it is important for us to understand this.
啊，所以对我们来讲这是重要的。
That when we walk on the truth.
啊，都是我们走在这个真理上。
Then we will see the goodness, the loving kindness of God.
我们就可以看见神他的慈爱，他的好处。
When we look at our church today.
啊，我们今天看了我们的教会。
I'm not too sure about the churches in America.
啊，我对美国的教会不太了解。
But for the churches that I have been to in other part of the world.
啊，但是呢，在别的地方啊，我曾经去过的教会。
Sometimes we find that.You know, there's no satisfaction in the church.
啊，好像是在教会里头，他们没有啊，真正得到满足。
We find that sometimes when we look at the members.
啊，有时候我们看着信徒。
Deep down in them, that is like there's a lot of problems and burden.
好像在他们心里头深处啊，有很多的这个麻烦，有很多的困难啊，重担。
Sometimes we question ourselves.
啊，有时候我们就问自己了。
Why is it that there's no satisfaction amongst the church or amongst the brothers and sisters?
啊，为什么在这个信徒当中，那他们没有啊这个满足的感觉？
We need to find out the reasons.
那我们要找出这原因。
So that we can do something about it.
啊，所以我们必须要能够的面对这个问题。
And hopefully by the grace of God, we can have a breakthrough.
啊，那么希望借着神的这个慈爱啊的怜悯，我们有一个突破。
When we look at the Old Testament scriptures,
啊，所以我们看见这个旧约圣经里头。
I think the Old Testament scriptures tells us that there are many obstacles that prevent us from reaching the heights of Zion.
啊，这个旧约圣经记载有很多的这个障碍啊，使以色列百姓没有办法达到这锡安的高处。
We need to understand that God established His church to save us and to fulfill our longing.
啊，我们知道这个神，这个建立的教会救我们啊，而且啊，使我们啊能够啊，
那我们得到满足。
哦，得到满足。
We turn to Isaiah。
啊，我们回到这以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 25。
以赛亚书的第二十五章。
Isaiah chapter 25。
以赛亚书的二十五章。
We read verse 6。
啊，我们从第六节读起。
And in this mountain.The Lord host will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines of the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees.
所以在这山上，万军的主必为万民用回甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满髓的回甘，并澄清的陈酒来设摆宴席。
Here we find that God has prepared to satisfy us.
所以可以看见是神摆这些宴席要使我们得到满足。
But at the same time, there's one thing that God must do.
但有一件事情神要做的。
We read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. Verse 8.
第八节。
He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces.The rebuild of his people, he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken.
这个 第七节说，他又必在这山上要除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主神必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是神说的。
Here it says in.The mountain he shall swallow up death forever.
说在这个神的这个山上神他会把这个死完全除掉。
When death is completely removed,
当这个死亡被除掉了。
It is like our tears have been wiped away.
就好像说我们脸上的眼泪已经被擦干了。
Today, why are we so sorrowful at times?
今天为什么有时候我们非常忧伤呢？
Because we are still very far from Perfect.
因为我们距离这个完全的地步还是很遥远。
And many a time we still sin against God.
很多时候我们还是犯罪得罪神。
That's why we find that we cannot be satisfied.
那么因为这样子我们得不到满足。
Even though we come to the church to worship.
所以有时候我们上教会来敬拜神。
We pray.
我们祷告。
We try to serve him.
啊，我们试着要来服侍神。
And yet deep inside us, we are not satisfied.
啊，但是呢，我们内心深处没有满足。
Maybe there are still traces of sin inside.
或许在我们的内心里头还有这个罪的痕迹。
That's why we need to ask God to help us to remove sin from us.
啊，所以我们要祷告求神啊，来除掉我们的罪。
So to remove sin, we need to change our behavior.
那么要除掉这个罪啊，我们要改变我们的行为。
We need to transform our life.
啊，我们要使我们的心啊，我们的生命能够更新变化。
So that we can conform fully to the principle and the word of God.
啊，那么我们可以啊，完全啊，照着神啊他的话，他的旨意而行。
In this way, we stop sin from coming into the mountains of God.
那么这样子，我们就啊。因为来的神的这个圣山，我们就不再犯罪生活了。
Then you will see joy amongst the believers.
在信徒当中啊，他们就得到喜乐。
So I think this is a very crucial point.
啊，我想这是一个很重要的重点。
We must pursue perfection in life.
啊，就是我们在生活当中要追求完全。
To pursue mean you need to put effort into it.
那么追求表示说你要付上这个努力的代价。
In fact, it should top our priority in life.
啊，事实上就是要成为我们生活当中最重要的重点。
If we want to be satisfied spiritually,
啊，都是在属灵的事上我们得到满足。
This is what we have to do.
那么这个就是我们当做的事。
Now we look at another passage.
那我们再看另外一段圣经。
We turn to the book of Zephaniah.
啊，我们看这个
Zephaniah.
啊，西番雅书。在旧约的1105页。
Chapter 3.
第三章1105页。
Chapter 3 talks about God is going to have a complete overhaul of his mountain.
这个第三章呢表示说神他要完全的来处理他的这个这山上的这些这个罪。
We can read first read chapter 3 verse 12.
我们看第三章的第十二节。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
十二节跟十三节。
Verse 11.
十一节读起。
In that day you shall not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from you, from your midst, those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain.
说当那日你必不因你一切得罪我的事自洁羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉这个金夸高傲之辈，你也不在意我的圣山狂傲。
Here it talks about the holy mountain of God.
这边提到这个神的圣山。
God is going to do something drastic about it.
神呢，他要做一个极端的这个改变。
He's going to change his people within.
他就要就是把这个神的他的这个圣名改变，从内在来改变。
We read verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
I will live in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord.
他说我却要在你们中间留下困苦贫寒之民，他们必投靠我神的名。
In verse 11 says he shall remove pride.
十一节说他要除掉这个骄傲。
So that whoever remain in the mountain of God are those who are meek and humble.
所以留下在神的圣山的就是那些这他们谦卑的他们这个软弱的。
Meek and humble.
他们就是谦卑的，而且是这温柔的。
Sometimes we don't see joy in the church.
有时候我们在教会好像看不到信徒有喜乐。
Like after a meeting, there's no joy.
好像说
amongst the members.
这个聚会
the council members.
聚会当以后那个在这个负责人当中，他们好像没有喜乐的感觉。
Why?
为什么
？Maybe there's pride.
可能有骄傲。
If there is pride inside,
若是有这个骄傲在里面，
then how can the joy of God be seen in us?
那么这样子怎么能够让神的喜乐能够感受在我
们里面？ So God says he's going to do something about it.
所以神他要做这个来除掉这个事。
What he wants to see in his mountain, in his church, are people who are meek and humble.
因为神他要看见在他圣山他的百姓他们是谦卑的，他们是温柔的。
This teaching also applies to me very much so.
那么事实上这段圣经也应用在我的身上。
Because I'm part of a member of the mountain of God.
因为我也是在神的圣山圣名当中的一个。
I wish that I can stay in this mountain.
我盼望我能够继续的留在这圣山上。
But for me to stay here, I need to be humble and meek.
那么让我能够停留在圣山，我必须要谦卑，我必须温柔。
I need to be transformed by God.
啊，我必须让神来转变。
So when you read chapter 3 of Zephaniah.
啊，所以你读这个西番雅第三章的时候。
God is going to do something very meaningful to the mountain.
啊，所以神呢，他要做那个非常有意义的事。
We read verse 9, chapter 3, verse 9.
我们看第三章第九节。
And then we read verse 13.
啊，然后读第十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 9 and 13.
啊，第三章的第九节跟十三节。
For then I will restore to the people a pure language that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord.
啊，说那时我必使万民用清洁的言语求告，好求告我啊，神的名同心合意的侍奉我。
We read verse 13.
啊，十三节。
The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth.For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid.
啊，十三节说，以色列所剩下的人必不做罪孽，不说谎言，口里没有诡诈的舌头，而且吃喝躺卧无人惊吓。
Now think about this: if the church are people of pure language,
pure language, 都是啊。这个在神的这个显明当中全部他们就是口中的言语都是清洁的。
There's no lies among the believers.
在信徒当中他们没有说谎话的。
There is no deceitful tongues among the workers.
在这个神的工人当中也没有这个欺骗这话的。
Surely we can see joy and satisfaction in the church. In our work.
那么在教会还有在我们的工作我们一定能够看到这个满足。
Why can't we find joy in our work?
那为什么我们没有看到这个喜乐满足?
Because we are not pure yet.
因为我们还没有得到洁净。
Impurity is reflected in our words.
因为这个洁净的心从我们的嘴巴表现出来。
We are not pure yet.
所以我们还没有完全洁净。
That's why our word is not pure.
所以我们的这个话也不洁净。
Because our word is not pure, obviously we hurt one another.
那么因为我们话不洁净，所以结果呢，我们常常彼此伤害对方。
So that sometimes we find that whatever we speak out of pride.
所以常常我们发现，不管我们说什么话我们说出来的话都是带有这个骄傲的语气。
How can we satisfy one another?
那么这样子怎么能大家彼此得到满足呢？
Let's look at another passage.
我们再看另外的圣经章节。
Return to the book of Micah.
我们再回到这弥迦书。弥迦书。
Chapter 4.
弥迦书的第四章。
Verse 1 to verse 3 here talks about the highest mountain.
弥迦书这第一章就是提到这个最高的这个山。
Verse 3 here talks about transformation.
第三节就提到他们的转变。
Verse 3.
第三节。
He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their sword into plowshare and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
弥迦书第四章的第三节。他必在多国的民中施行审判，为眼欢强盛的国断定是非。他们要把刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
Who are these people?
那么到底这些人是谁？
Who are the nations?
到底这些国是谁？
We know that these people and nation are those who flow to the mountains of God.
那么这些民这些国就是他们要聚集来上山神的圣山的人。
Now, those who have come to the mountain of God,
他们到这个神的圣山的这些人
they are going to change their behavior.
他们要改变自己的行为。
And here it says they shall beat their sword into plowshare.
说他们要把刀呢打成犁头。
Their spear into pruning hooks.
把枪打成镰刀。
What is a sword for?
到底这个刀是做什么
？A sword is an offensive weapon.
这个刀就是攻击的武器。
We fight with sword.
因为我们这个凭着刀来征战。
What is a spear for?
那么这个枪做什么
？It is also an offensive weapon.
当然也是攻击的武器。
Now for those who have come to the mountain of God.
那么对于这些到神圣山的人
，their sword and their spear must it turned into something very useful.
啊，他们的刀跟枪啊，要转变成有用的工具。
Meaning that they must channel their aggressive energy into something more useful for the church.
啊，就是说他们要把这个内在啊，那些有这个侵略性啊、侵略的啊这些动向的这些啊，要转变成啊这个爱神的事。
There must be a complete transformation in their life.
啊，在我们生命当中必须要有完全的转变。
For those who come to the mountain of God.
啊，那么就是对于我们来到神的圣山的人。
They must not be aggressive anymore.
啊，他们就不再有这种啊这个侵略性的这个倾向。
Because their sword, their spear must be transformed.
啊，因为他们的刀跟枪要转变了。
But when we look at ourselves today.
啊，当我们今天看着自己。
Sometimes we still carry sword and spear to the church.
啊，有时候我们还是抱着这个枪跟刀啊进入神的教会。
Still use spear and sword in our family.
啊，在家里头我们也动刀动枪。
How can we be satisfied?
那么这样子我们怎么能得到满足呢？
Surely we cannot be satisfied.
啊，当然得不到满足。
So we must understand this.
啊，所以我们要了解这一点。
We who come to the mountain, the church of God.
啊，我们到这个圣山就是神的教会的。
Must yield to the Spirit.
啊，我们必须要来啊。
Yield to the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要来顺服圣灵。
So that the Spirit can transform us from within.
所以圣灵可以在我们内在做更新的工作。
So that whatever we do is beneficial not only to ourselves, but also for the good of the church.
所以不论我们做什么，不仅是对自己有益，而且对教会整体有益。
When everyone starts doing this,
当每一个人开始这样做的时候
then we find that the church is filled with the love of God.
我们就看见整个教会就被给神的慈爱所满足了。
Everyone can see the loving kindness of God.
每一个人可以眼见神的慈爱。
Surely everyone will be satisfied.
每一个人真的能够得到满足。
So everyone must demand ourselves to do it.
所以每一个人要自我要求做到这一点。
Therefore we must climb the mountain.
所以我们要爬到这个山。
Climb to the heights of Zion.
达到这个西安的高顶上。
So may God help us to climb to the top.
愿神帮助我们能够达到这个西安的高顶。
Let's sing him 170.